All right, welcome. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Ritually Bible Study. And today is the final day of all of Hebrews, and it's a little nostalgic for me. This is a pretty amazing study that we've been through and learned through. We have truly done what this Bible study is all about, dwelling richly. And that's exactly what I feel like we've done through the book of Hebrews. We have dwelled richly in God's word, which he asks us to do. And it's been an amazing journey with you for 112 lessons through, or days, or study days, whatever, through the book. And many of you have been with me since the beginning. You have worked through this book and studied through and loved it and meditated on God's word. And here we are on the last day. Actually, it's the second to the last day, since I don't do the create and share a page of your study with you online. I just leave that to you to do and hope that you share it and connect with us and do, you know, the intention of that day is to create it and share it. But today is the last day of just walking through the word today. It'll be a short day. It's a meditating day. It's a reflecting day. It's a time just to go back through this final chapter and these final words of this final chapter and go through those together. So let's go ahead and pray, as always, and get started and dig into God's word together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for our time that we've had in the book of Hebrews, a chance that we've had to learn and grow together. And I look back on all that we've gone through this past year and just the amazing amount of connection and growth that we've had. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that has taught us and helped us to really dig deeply into your word. And I thank you for the time that we'll have today as we wrap up this study. Bless us to your glory. Help us to really live our lives changed because of this word today. And bless those who are listening, all the women who have been with me in this study. Just be with them and in encouragement and in wisdom. And bless our time right now as well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go ahead and scoot on over to Facebook, Jennifer. As always, hey, Ruth, just message me. I'll say hi to you in just a minute, Ruth. All right, let me go ahead over to our lesson page and scoot my head up a little bit further out of the way. And if you're just now joining this study, I'm so glad you're here. You're checking in on the second to the last day of a 113-day study that we've done through the book of Hebrews. And I would encourage you to grab your Bible, go online, go to lamoradachurch.com and go to the women's ministry page. I'm going to show you that actually right now. This is our church website. You go to women's ministry there and hit that Bible study page, and that'll take you right here. And that's where you will see all of the Bible studies that are available to you. If you are a woman who is looking for a way to get into God's word and study it, not sure how to begin, start here. Study the Bible with heart and mind and just watch through that. There's a lesson that you can click and download right here, and that'll help you to learn how to study the Bible on your own. A lot of us feel a little intimidated, like, what if I do it wrong? And I don't know. And I need a book to help me. Or you know what? You don't. You need the Bible and you need God's word right there in front of you. You need prayer. That's it. Just pray. Pray, open God's word and study. And this short lesson will give you an introduction on how to do that. And then you just scroll down and say, well, what do I want to start with? Well, I would encourage you to jump into Hebrews. That's an awesome way to start. And there's all the lessons just written right out there for you. You can just click through and do every lesson. And what's neat is that every lesson is also recorded for you on YouTube. So you can have your lesson out there. You can write in it. And then you can go along with me and I'll do every lesson with you. There's pages here called Write the Word. You can print those off and you can write a book of the Bible and then have your own handwritten copy of every book of the Bible. Choose a translation that resonates with you, that you feel it, you can understand well. We use the English Standard Version for this study and many of our studies, but you can use the New International, the King James, the Message, anything you want. Just write the word out. And then here are all of the lessons in one place for all of the book of Hebrews, and that'll take you to the YouTube videos that we've done. Now, if Hebrews isn't a book you want to do and you want to do a shorter book, you don't want to jump in with a big commitment to 13 chapters, then I'd encourage you to go to Ephesians. That's a great book as well. There's only 25 lessons, days of lessons in that, and that'll get you done in less than a month. You'll be all through the entire book of Hebrews in a very enriched study. If that's a little bit more of a commitment than you're looking for, then how about 6 days? You can do 1 Peter in 6 days. You can do 2 Peter in 4 days. So in less than 2 weeks, you can cover 1 and 2 Peter. There's the book of James. Why don't you do that? You could do the book of James in less than 3 weeks. There's only 8 days in that. 18 days in that study. Some of you have asked about my personal testimony. Like, what have I been through? What am I doing here? what brings me to this study and enables me to teach the word? And a little bit of my story is there, and I've shared it on this podcast called My Story and Unexpected Hope. Then we've got some Bible studies that I haven't done videos for, but I've done podcasts for, and you can actually print any one of these and do them here. And then you can go through a study of Luke all the way through the whole Gospel of Luke, and it's all written right out here for you. And then finally, we have studies through 2 weeks. These are just 2 week, about 10 days of studies through the whole book of Ruth, Job's, a portion of the Psalms, the entire Lord's Prayer, and my favorite chapter in the Bible, the Road to Emmaus. So lots to pick from. There's the stories that other women have shared their testimony. We have Rachel Barsha, who's a young mom of two great kids, and she shares the story of going through some challenging physical illness in her life and how God brought her through that. Kathy Wells gave her testimony. She is a married woman who also went through an amazing challenge in her life and coming to know the Lord and what that looked like. And I encourage you to listen to any one of those. Some short stories and encouragement here. And again, how to study the Bible, wrapping it up there. So I just wanted you to know that those resources were available for you on our women's ministry website. Lots of stuff to get you, keeping you in the Word. We're going to take a month off of me leading a daily Bible study. And a lot of women have asked, what do? I want to stay in the Word. Awesome. I want you to stay in the Word as well. So during this month, I would encourage you to go over one of these studies and dig into the Word on your own in that way. All right. Well, today's study is wrapping up Hebrews. This is lesson 13, and this is day 9. You'll see that day 10 is the create and share day, and that is where you're going to get a chance to respond to the book of Hebrews and write out your thoughts there. But today we are in lesson 9, so let me go ahead and scroll. Hey, my computer, come back. There we go. Scroll back up to that. And as always, we begin with prayer, which we've done, and then getting into our memory verse and our scripture. And our scripture today will wrap up at the end of Hebrews. So let's go ahead and practice our verse, and then we'll read the last verses of Hebrews 13. So our memory verse is here. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is an extremely timely verse for us with everything that's been happening. I'm teaching this here from Southern California, and California has a very powerful and honestly nerve-wracking bill that's being passed through the Assembly and soon to pass through the Senate that is going to really infringe on First Amendment rights of especially of Christians here in California. You know what, though? I don't fear man. I don't fear all the efforts of people to try to keep Christians quiet and to share the good news of Jesus Christ and bringing freedom and health and healing to people. I don't fear man. I fear God. And I love God, and I love his word, and I want to help people. So we're going through a lot of times. And this verse, I believe, a lot of difficult times. And I believe this verse is extremely important for us today to keep in mind. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I'm not going to fear money or the loss of money, which is what this bill is talking about. And not only that, of getting fines and things like that for speaking the truth of God's word. California is going through some pretty interesting times here. We need your prayers, those of you who are listening from out of state. And we need action, and we need brave people. So pray for me as I continue to be brave and bold and preach God's word. And then our verse today wraps up at the final greeting or benediction of Hebrews. This is a very powerful final greeting. And let me go ahead and read these final words to you, and then we'll get into our lesson, which will be brief, but I'll get into that with you right now. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant. So he's starting that off and now describing him. May that God of peace do something. What? Equip you. How? And with what? How do I? What equipment am I get? With every good, everything good that you may do his will. Working in us that it, which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And then he wraps up with these final personal greetings after he gives this closing benediction. He says, I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. The longest epistle in the New Testament. And he's like, you know, I just wrote this briefly to you. This is just a brief letter, a brief sermon to be read aloud, encouraging you. Bear with this word of exhortation. And he says, you should know that our brother Timothy has been released. Yay! They would have been really excited to hear that. With whom I shall see you if he comes soon. And greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with you all. This beautiful personal little note, little addendum to his message. And a great way to wrap up what all that he said. And there's a lot to go through in Hebrews. And you know what? As we wrap up this final lesson, I want to encourage you to go back through the beginning of Hebrews and reread the book. And we'll be meeting together for our women's Bible study on this coming Monday and Tuesday. What a blessing that will be for you to have reread Hebrews before we get back together and meet again. And if you're doing the study at a different time and you're not going to be getting back together with a big group, maybe you and your girlfriend who are doing the study together, maybe you guys can plan on reading it together again and then talking about all the things that you've learned and how you've grown since you've done this study. All right. So I want to go back over to our lesson and just read my final thoughts here and an encouragement to you. There's no way to end the study that isn't filled with a great deal of emotion for me. It's the hardest thing I've ever written and the most challenging thing I've ever taught through. It's been a powerful experience for many of you as well. If you've been with me through the whole of this amazing book and truly embraced the heart and spirit of doing an actual Bible study, then you've been on quite a journey. Our closing day of study is simply this, to read this prayer and to hear the voice of the author, truly the Holy Spirit, speaking it over you today. So I want to read that again to you today as our closing and our benediction, really, of this study. And again, I want to thank those of you who've been with me through this study. And most of you who are listening right now, you've been with me since the beginning. 100+ lessons have we gone through all of Hebrews together. You've been faithful. You've set aside other things in your life that call you away from doing study. You've made this a priority. And I want to commend you for doing that. There's nothing more enriching in your life than your time with God and your time in meditating and studying and loving, delighting, and dwelling in his word. So good for you. Good for you for making that a priority. You know that not many people do that. Even in our own Bible study group, we have very few people who really have been truly faithful in completing the entire study. So those of you who have done that, good job. Well done. Good and faithful servant, you know. Well done. And I just want to encourage you on your own now to dig into God's word, to trust God to continue to teach you, and to spend that time meditating in God's word. And if you need more structure to your day like I do, go back through Hebrews again. Why not, right? And we'll be shortly starting a new study this summer. We're going to do a study called Why Do You Believe That? And it's written by Mary Jo Sharp, who is sharp. She is one of the world's leading apologists. She's a woman who loves God and loves to teach other women and men how to really defend their faith and to answer. And so I think, again, very timely. I'm really excited that we're starting that study. So that'll begin the 1st of June. In addition to that, the beginning of June, we're going to start our Coffee Talk series, and that's women just sharing their story. I'll be leading off the Coffee Talk series, as I do each summer, sharing a little bit of my story. And somebody told me last summer, I'm not going to come to yours as well. I've already heard your story. And I thought, oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to share the exact same story again. I'll be sharing something different. So even if you've heard me speak before, please come. You know what? Even if you've heard me speak before and you've heard the exact same thing over and over again, it's not about me just sharing my story. It's about us being together and fellowshipping. So bring a friend. And we'll kick that off on the second Monday and Tuesday of June. And we'll have a great time of fellowship. We'll have great food. We'll enjoy each other's company. And that'll kick off our entire Coffee Talk series. We have four great speakers. Well, we have three, including me. Wonderful speakers are going to be sharing their story and what God's been bringing them through. Stories of struggle in their faith. Stories of dealing with singleness, dealing with infertility, dealing with God feeling like he's not been there for you and moving through that, dealing with relationships within the church and transparency and lack of transparency. We're going to be hearing from women who've dealt with drug abuse in their marriages, broken marriages, restored marriages, so many things that are going to be hope-giving. And that's the whole purpose of our coffee talk, is to hear from women, just to be honest and real with one another. So I really encourage you to come out for the coffee talk series. It'll meet the second and fourth Mondays and Tuesdays of June and July. And Mondays, as always, 6:30. Tuesdays, as always, 9:30 in the morning. And just a great, great encouraging time to be together. I really want to encourage you to get those dates on the calendar. And then in between that, we'll have our study through the book series and video series with Mary Jo Sharp, and probably going to be doing just online with those. And then we'll meet together to fellowship and talk, and we can go out for coffee or go out for lunch or something and meet together and talk about that. But I want to encourage you to stay tuned on all the information coming out. Let me just close with this benediction from Hebrews, and hopefully bless you with that reading of God's word once again to you, and encourage you to go back through and reread the book of Hebrews before you come to Bible study next week. All right, so here's the closing benediction. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thanks again for being here with me on this study. As always, thank you for leaving a comment and any thoughts that you have. I'd love to hear a closing thought that you have on Hebrews and what it's meant to you, and maybe something about how you've grown. Or as always, you know, one of the things I love the most when you share is an aha moment. Like as you were reading through, you realized, I never even thought about that before. It's like God just went boom and opened everything up for you, and you saw things for the first time, like, right? So please share those. Those are really encouraging, not only to me, but to anybody else who comes along and reads that on the podcast or on YouTube. If you're watching, leave a comment there. And on Facebook, of course, live, if you're listening and watching, and leave a comment there as well. All right. When you leave a comment, I can see your name. I can see that you've been listening, and I keep it on my prayer list. I see who you are and I add you to my prayer list. So that way I can confidently say, as I close each and every one of our studies, you are loved and you are prayed for. And I pray that God would enrich in you a growing love for his word, that your desire would be to dwell in his word richly and to share his word, to be prepared always to give a defense for the reason why you have hope, that hope that we've come to know so well through this study in Hebrews. So God bless you. I look forward to seeing you in real life, face to face, hug to hug, heart to heart, real soon now. Bye-bye.